It's been an emotional start to the Memorial Day weekend for police officers throughout New England. Thousands of them gathered in Charlton today for the funeral of the Auburn police officer who was killed after a traffic stop last weekend. WBUR's David Boeri was there.
It was a gathering of the clans, a swirl of pipes and regiments in blue and gray, black and green and brown and red, marching out of the woods of Charlton into an open field in front of St. Joseph's Church. Ronald Tarantino Jr., the son and nephew of police officers, was being celebrated and mourned.
Why did this have to happen? Why was my brother punished for doing his job?
The heartbreak of his sister, Caitlin Tarantino. The cold, aching question in the oppressive heat. Pointed to Jorge Zambrano, a career criminal who shot Tarantino during a traffic stop on Sunday. Evil is real, said Baptist minister Stephen Derrick, but it does not have the final word.
It's a celebration of the gift that God has given us in his life. It's also a celebration of the sacrifice that Ron made. Not just on that night that he lost his life, but for a decade on the force.
Inside the church and in the martial gathering outside, there was tribute to badge number 5, cruiser number 6 of the Auburn Police. The 42-year-old celebrated in one flag's insignia that read, "All gave some gave all." 2,400 policemen, mostly white-gloved, all at attention, held a line with no gaps in a precise, carefully choreographed ritual that's been managed by State Police Sergeant Byron Rizzo for every police funeral in Massachusetts since 1994.
It's the minutiae that ends up what the family remembers at the end. Like last night, we didn't get out of here till well after 8 o'clock, and it was just the family at the end. And it was those little private moments that the family remembers, that they'll take with them after they leave this event, and you want to make it memorable so they remember that their loved one had a great send-off.
Ron Tarantino Jr. was remembered for his conscientious and abiding sense of duty, his aspiration to build trust in the community he served, and the pride of his newly retired father, a Medford policeman whose greatest joy was to pin the badge on his son when he graduated from the police academy. In a brave and magnanimous act, Tarantino's widow, Tricia, thanked people for their kindness and compassion.
The overwhelming generosity everyone has shown and considerate words, stories people have shared about the character they have seen in Ron and the fond memories were really uplifting. It's amazing to see how many lives he has touched and how each of you has shown and expressed your love for him.
The gift of his life is never taken away, said a police chaplain and family friend. A father of 3, all boys, one to graduate from high school next week. As Tarantino's sister, Caitlin, noted,
"This last week I've been asking myself over and over again if this is really happening. If this really happened to my brother, why did this have to happen? Why was my brother punished for doing his job? As the children of a police officer, we were raised to love and respect police officers and any member of public safety. And we hope that from our tragedy, that those values will be reinforced in others and that there will be change, because police lives matter."
After the service, the color guard raised its flags, then dipped them. 2,400 hands saluted in precision, and state police helicopters would do a flyover the gravesite. Sergeant Byron Rizzo had overseen another tribute to a dead policeman. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.